It's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be sunny today. Expect a high of 75. He'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The clerk in Champaign County says turnout is heavy and problems have been relatively few as one of the busiest election days in years gets underway. Mark Sheldon says some optical scanner vote counting machines have had some problems this morning, and his office has sent out replacements in a couple of precincts. He also says a precinct in Sydney was sent incorrect ballots earlier this morning, but that's been corrected too. Sheldon says almost all precincts had lines waiting for the polls to open well before 6 o'clock this morning, and turnout continues to be heavy. The polls will stay open until 7 o'clock tonight as voters choose a president, decide if Senator Dick Durbin gets another term, picks the next Illinois representatives in the U.S. House, and chooses a raft of state and county office holders. Champaign County voters are also being asked to approve a 1% sales tax increase to help fund school construction projects. Even though more than 877,000 out of 7.7 million registered Illinois voters cast early ballots, overall turnout of around 80% could still mean bustling polling places. AM 580 News joins NPR to cover the vote count tonight. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock on AM 580 and FM 90.9, as well as online at will.illinois.edu, where you can see ongoing vote totals accumulating. Some county clerks in Illinois and Indiana think that not even a busy early voting period will keep those long lines from forming at polling places. Patty Gritton is the clerk in Fountain County, Indiana, where she says 10% of registered voters already cast absentee ballots before the polls open this morning. She knows that the presidential candidates have focused on Indiana, but she says national attention isn't why she expects long lines.
I don't know about the rest of Indiana. I don't think that's, you know, so much in Fountain County. I just think that everybody, you know, wants to have their voice heard. Everybody has strong opinions about it.
Gritton says she's never seen interest as high in her 12 years in the clerk's office, but she thinks her staff and volunteers have the capacity to handle the flood of voters. Still, she asks for people to be patient, adding that Fountain County almost never sees lines at polling places. A neighborhood plan for the area that includes Carle Foundation Hospital is going back to committee. The Urbana City Council hopes to find language that both the hospital and the mayor can agree upon when it comes to replacing housing that might be torn down for a hospital expansion. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Carle's current expansion plans fall within its present medical campus, but hospital officials say they'll one day want to build new buildings where rental housing it owns now stands. The proposed neighborhood plan for the area calls for one-for-one replacement of any demolished housing and encourages the hospital to work towards that end if it wants zoning approval. But Mayor Laurel Prussing wants the word encourage to be require. Carle Executive Vice President John Snyder says forcing that requirement on them isn't fair.
All we're asking for is some flexibility. Carle Foundation Hospital is not willing to commit to the high expectation of required one-to-one housing replacement.
But Prussing says she doesn't expect Carle to take full responsibility for replacement housing, just negotiate with the city to help make the housing possible.
And that's all we're asking for, is that they work with us. We're not saying that they have to pay the entire cost of doing anything. We know we have to negotiate with them on how to do this.
A vote on the Crystal Lake neighborhood plan was postponed last night to give the Urbana City Council a chance to work out compromise language in committee next week. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Despite area economic worries, Christie Clinic is planning to expand. The clinic's plans are the second attempt to build a new facility. The $35 million project will also include a renovation at the clinic's Champaign Downtown Center. Plans to open a new facility in the west and northwest side of Champaign at the so-called Clearview development. Christie Clinic CEO Alan Gleghorn says an increasing number of patients make the expansion necessary. He says despite the credit crisis, he's confident the clinic will get credit without problems.
We've been very prudent with our financial planning in the past, but also healthcare a lot of times is referred to as a little bit recession-proof because people continue to get ill and need to be seen even when economic times are tough.
Gleghorn says the expansion will create about 100 new jobs over 3 to 5 years. He says the building will house physical therapy and dermatology services, among others. The clinic initially planned shutting down its downtown facility to move its entire operation to the northwest end of town. But after the State Health Facilities Planning Board rejected Christie's plan for an outpatient surgery center, the clinic abandoned that option. The new facility is expected to be ready in the summer of 2010. That will also mark the start of a one-year remodeling project at Christie's downtown facility. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, I am headed out to the polls to vote in just a matter of minutes, and want to know what to expect weather-wise when I'm in my line waiting.
Your thermometer is working again, isn't it?
54 degrees is what it says here.
And it's going to get warmer than that, so not bad. It's sunny, beautiful morning if you have to wait in line. Hopefully you're going late enough that the lines won't be as long as most that were in the lines this morning are now at work.
Well, people have been saying half hour to 40 minutes. We will see how long it takes, and I'll report back a little bit later.